Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2-1. Swung on, blasted. Left field and deep. Going back and looking up is Morrell, and that is gone. And Trey Turner unloads and gives the Phillies a 1-0 lead, his second home run of the season.
Well, it was a really impressive victory by the Phillies last night. Frankly, in many ways, one of the best of the year. Because it was just so complete. Aretha would be proud. Really proud. I mean, well pitched. Well hit. Trey makes a play to his right. And look, I thought it was the first time this year since the first week of the season where I felt like they were in that groove that they were in the first 2 months last year. I mean, they're playing really good baseball right now. Good morning to you. 215-592-9494. I'll tell you who's not playing so good right now are those Boston Celtics. But even worse than the Celtics is the shape Paul Pierce. Well, actually, he might get in good shape. John, Paul Pierce on TV yesterday before that game made a comment he probably regrets this morning. We're going to find out if he mans up or not. If you missed it, Celtics lost last night to the Knicks, lost by a point. Listen to what Paul Pierce said yesterday before the game.
If the Celtics lose game two at home, I promise you, I'm walking here tomorrow.
Why you got to do that?
Wait a minute.
I'm walking here 15 miles. I'm walking here.
I don't know, Pete. This is your friend.
In my robe.
Get your friends.
No shoes on.
Somebody save him.
Bare feet.
No.
If what?
If the Celtics lose tonight.
Is he going to man up, John? Is he going to man up?
I don't think you can safely do it barefooted.
Man really. Said what he said.
8 hours it'll take.
So, Rhea, you know the proper thing. The proper thing is to make it a charity event.
Oh, yeah, like
in
the
a
guy
couple
with
weeks,
Pittsburgh.
Like
did,
the Pittsburgh
like
guy.
The Pittsburgh Pirates
yep.
guy did. But
that's the proper thing to do.
If you look behind me, that's my picture today.
But the
Paul
Pittsburgh,
Pierce in a robe.
Paul Pierce.
Barefoot. Yes.
You're unbelievable with that stuff.
You print
this off on a daily basis?
Yes.
I
do it simply to amuse myself.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
That's well done. James, he's not actually going to do it. Like today, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he'd have to leave, like Rhea said. I mean, yeah. 8 hours before he has to be at the studio, which is before the show starts.
But it will be weak if he doesn't do it in the next couple weeks
he
or months,
has
right?
to honor oh, this. Yeah. One way or another, he had like...
He can raise millions of dollars.
Yeah, and like...
He
even,
can.
He should do that, exactly. Yeah. But even if he didn't, like, you can't go on and say something like that and then not back it up in some way.
I agree. All right, let's go to the phone. Celtics are in trouble. They're down 2-0. Phils are playing really good, and Goddard stays with the Eagles. I freaking love it. Let's get to Patrick in Tabernacle. What's going on, Patrick?
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing well, Patrick.
Hey, so listen, I called Seltzer.
I was, yo, when Taiwan Walker came out of the bullpen last night, it was like, if I jumped out, it was unbelievable to me. And I was
your reaction
about it.
Wait, was
good or bad?
What?
I'm confused.
Were you happy?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So listen, this to me is like a very, very key. Like, I don't know where we're going with this. If he's staying, I think he should stay. Because I'm tired. Like, five games last year, I saw every game I went to, he started, and it was just like, ooh. I'm kidding, unbelievable.
Wow. How about that for terrible luck, man?
It's a 2 year.
Wow, Patrick.
Sorry. Every game I went to, like, are you kidding me?
That's uncanny.
It's such a critical role to me in a bullpen. That if we can keep him there, listen, eat all the innings you can, all you want. It's like a buffet.
It helps.
It's an inning buffet, $9.99, all you can pitch.
You know what I thought Patrick? You know what I thought of last night with him getting his nine outs? The way the Philly season ended last year, I mean literally the final game. If you remember, Ranger couldn't go long because he just wasn't grooved in. He ended up not giving up any runs, but he had a million pitches. Rob Thompson had to take him out, you know, fourth inning or something. Hoffman had to go in there. And, like, the Phillies were using one of their two best relievers in the fourth inning. And, like, you still had, like...
I think it was the fifth. He pitched four and two-thirds, okay. And then Hoffman had to come in and get that out.
You still had so many outs to get in the rest of the game. And you could just see, you just didn't have enough relievers to effectively do it. You just didn't. You just didn't. Yeah. And if you have a guy that can be... Now, look, I'm not ready to say I'm all in on Taiwan, but I give the guy credit. I'm really impressed. I thought he was a freaking scrub. I mean, let's be honest. He was a scrub. And right now he looks like an effective pitcher. Good for that guy. Good for us.
The fact that he did it and what he said, like he accepted it, and he's like, hell yeah, I'll pitch.
Yeah.
You know, and just that attitude. I mean, because listen, when July, August hit, and we have a series with nobody, and we're getting smoked. You know what I mean? Just like a meaningless series against a scrub team. For some reason, we're just, you know, in a slump. Those are the times where, listen, let him pitch. He can help the. Mm-hmm. He's going to help the bullpen just by consumption.
I actually agree with that.
Guys in the clubhouse have always seemed to really like him. You know, and that counts for a lot. I never.
Liked
could
him.
Understand because I disliked him.
Based exclusively I never liked him.
On
him,
but that was exclusively based on his performance. Like it's
well,
just like
on.
That's a phenomenon
no,
that
but,
occurs.
But also what he pulled
and
in 2023.
Oh, that's right.
No,
like tweeting.
Yes.
Like whatever. This
when Rob Thompson
didn't
put him in the 20.
He got benched.
And how much he
right.
makes? Let's
like
be honest. If he made a million a year, we wouldn't be that upset.
Right. Correct.
It just is what it is.
Right. Also, if he made a million a year, he wouldn't be back on this team this year.
Of course,
they would have dumped him. Patrick, give me an answer. Who or what is deep? My voice just wasn't there.
So many deep concepts. I don't know where to go, but I'm going to go with this one.
What?
You know, listen, I'm watching Seltzer on the YouTube, and he's flying around, and that's like kind of how like I am. And like I'm late in life here, John Ritchie, and like they have a med, they can give someone like me amphetamine, and it makes me calm down and focus. I'm blown away by that.
Okay.
Really?
Am I writing down all of medicine
that's
or
what ADHD is?
What
yeah.
am I writing down here?
It's that amphetamines calm down people
no,
with ADHD.
No, I know. I'm writing that down or medicine?
Yeah, I think it's it's a good question, but did he mean how deep medicine can get
that's
or
why
that
I'm asking.
Specific
All
medicine?
Right, well, we'll figure it out. In the meantime, let's get to Rob Thompson. So JT, if you missed it last night, leaves the game. Topper, not really concerned.
What's your level of concern about JT?
Zero. We don't even need x-rays. He's walking around fine now. They treated it out, so right now he's, we'll see how he comes in tomorrow. But
so he just said, let me finish the at-bat, I'm good, and then
yeah.
you said...
As soon as he took his first swing, kind of hopped on it, and that was it for me. I would have ran for him if he had gone on base.
It's an amazing thing. Sometimes you get hit by a pitch or you foul the ball off your foot, and, like, you're out for 2 months, and sometimes it's a non-issue.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like
100%. Well, you knew, like, we know JT and how, like, stoically tough he is. I was, to see him, like, bending over and in pain, I was like, that must have really
hurt. Well, here's
the
other thing. If you break a bone, you break a bone.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, I don't care how tough you are. If you break something, you broke it.
Yeah.
And very few
and
people can play through that.
You can see right away if it's like that. A lot of times, if it's going to be one of those where there's serious damage being done, you've got immediate, you know, displacement, immediate swelling. There's weird stuff going on.
I mean, Rob Thompson was very, he was very, like, we're good. Yeah. Like, like so obviously, to your point, John, they didn't see that type of stuff. By the way, of all the stuff, I got to tell you, let's take the last 4 years, the good years of Phillies baseball, the last, you know, three and a half or whatever you want to call it. To me, nothing was more wild than Bryce Harper getting hit by that pitch and bouncing right back up. I know he was out for some time.
You mean when he got in the face, you're talking about? When he was, like, bleeding?
Yes.
Yeah.
He
just walked off.
He rose in 1 second.
Dude, I felt the same way.
He got smoked with a fastball to his face.
Like 98 to his
face.
And was
on his, it was standing a second later.
And again, the blood, you could see the blood gush out of his mouth. It was crazy to watch.
I mean, that's when you know a guy's tough. By the way, I'll say this about Bryce, because a lot of people have been dogging him lately, and I get it. He hasn't played well. But, well, let me say
this. He's about to play a whole lot better, Joe.
Well, he is. And you know what? You want to hear something crazy? Because this has been true for Bryce a couple of different times when he's had downturns, and he's, what is it, 7 or 8 years now? With as not great as he's played, not Bryce-like as he's played, he still has the third best on base percentage on the team of the regulars. Not count Sosa as a regular. He's not. He don't play every day. I mean, literally the top three guys are Schwarber, Trey, and Bryce. So, and there are only better times to come with him. I am.
Walker delivers. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. The ball game's over. And Taiwan Walker with his first career save to lock up a 7-0 combined shutout win for the Phils tonight here in Tampa.
Really impressive victory, man. Taiwan Walker, paint it on the black of the strike zone.
Nice.
Outside corner, inside corner.
It was pretty bad ass.
Guys, let's not forget Christopher Sanchez. He went 6 innings and gave up squat-ta.
He was also really...
And settled in. That first inning looked a little rough, then he was fine.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the Phillies is I'm more pumped up today than I've been since the first week of the season. That's how I feel. And I'm curious if that resonates with others. Because I feel like the last 2 weeks when they played better, I was saying to myself and saying here on WIP, like, I think they're rounded into some form. People have been a little too hard on them. But I wasn't saying, like, you know.
That feeling,
like,
though.
To me, this felt like last year, the first 2 months, last night. You know, I got a really excellent baseball team.
I feel like I got a real lift from the fact that we just got bullpen help from an unlikely source.
Yeah.
I was not expecting to feel so good about Taiwan coming out of the bullpen.
Correct.
And, you know, okay, we need more bullpen help. Maybe we can get it where we least expect it again in the future. I don't know. I know that Dave Dombrowski should be continuing to work on the bullpen, and last night what he did, it worked.
It really did.
And
so
we looked pretty awesome. And our offense is finally starting to get rolling.
Well, how about this fact,
John? Trey is hitting
tiny
the power.
Trey. John, how about this one, man?
He is tiny.
Well, if he's tiny.
Maybe
that's
a big part of the problem. Like, you don't pay $300 million to the guy who's...
Well, he's not Schwarber, but he's not tiny.
He's like 6 feet tall, I think.
Yeah,
is he really?
I was in the locker room in 2023 in the playoffs we went in, Jack and I remember, and he was bigger than I expected. Like, he felt like he's definitely taller than me, like substantially. So
yeah, okay.
Really?
Yeah,
that is shocking.
Look,
he
should be hitting 25 homers. He's up to 2.
Yeah.
But you know, he doubled his number last night.
And we got Bohm hitting with power.
Well,
maybe.
Apparently, he's listed at 6'2"
under his belt. He's off the schneid. Essentially.
Yeah, yes.
Tiny
all
Trey
right.
out homering.
So
big
you,
Alex.
You can weigh in on all this, including the Goddard thing, which was awesome yesterday to know that he's retained by the Eagles, which is great. Also, me and Fritz reached an accord yesterday, so we're going to do the baseball thing, and it's based on how many times I get.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On base, on 10 at-bats against...
Reaching a cord sounds far too...
Plate appearances. Plate appearances against Fritz. And so looking forward to it. If I get on base twice or less, he wins. If I get on base three times, it's a push. If I get on base four or more times, I win. So we're looking forward to that in the coming months, coming weeks, whenever that's going to be. We'll have some fun there. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Drop of the week, part one, we're going to get to shortly. And Seltzer, you're saying it's a banger, right?
Oh, yeah. Like both parts. We've got, so it's like 3 weeks worth of drops. We got all kinds of stuff.
And listen, I know there's some audience listening right now, probably have never heard Drop of the Week. It's some of the more poignant, funny, ridiculous moments from our show. We typically do it Fridays late in the 9 o'clock hour. Seltzer happens to be off tomorrow, so we're doing some today, including coming up in the next couple minutes. Let's get to JB in Chestnut Hill. What's going on, JB?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, John.
Hi, JB.
First lady of Philly Sports. Good morning, Rhea.
Good morning.
John, I had a planetary, you know, what-if question for you, but since you guys are talking about balls being fouled off of feet, you know the easy way to remember how many bones are in a foot?
No.
No.
It's the exact amount of letters in the alphabet.
No way.
There you go.
26 and 26.
Wow. You know how many letters are in
right there, buddy.
Ancient Egyptian hieroglyphic alphabet?
What? What was the question?
100, right?
No, it's like 784. It's crazy. How do they keep it all straight is what I wonder.
And they're all pictures.
How do you know that alphabet?
You don't.
Yeah, I guess not.
A lot of studying.
Maybe that's why it's not really being practiced.
That could be the reason. Yeah. All right, JB, what do you got, dude?
So glad to hear you guys came to an accord on the Fritz stuff. I think we're not done with the experiments either, because I thought we talked about this a couple weeks ago that they didn't go get any big splashes for relievers, so you were going to see one of these starters or one of these guys get moved around. And this is the first experiment. Obviously, it worked.
Yeah.
I was actually more impressed with a lot of good base running and timely hits. So every hit wasn't bomb after bomb, especially playing in what seemed to be a shoebox.
JB, that fourth inning was fun, man. They were just stringing hits together.
Only a home run last night. It was just one home run and a lot of, you know, moving around the base paths. I thought it was awesome, too. I love seeing guys steal bases.
Cranking the ball opposite field. Yep. It was really good.
That fourth inning was almost like that ninth inning the Phillies had against the Cardinals 3 years ago in the playoffs when they put up a six spot. And everything was a drib and a drab and a little this and a little that. Next thing you know,
Gene hit gets it going. For sure.
You know, like that, it kind of reminds
me. Oh, the Sosa slide. Yeah. That was such a fun inning.
Those type of innings are fun. All right, JB, give me a great answer for who or what is deep. You can win Metallica tickets.
How about the meaning of life? That's something that is just deep.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, it's pretty deep.
You're not wrong at all. Let's get to Luke in Wilmington. Luke. What's going on, Luke?
I really was impressed with Taiwan last night. I mean, I watching the Phillies for a few years. Not a big baseball guy, but he really looked great.
He did. It's still kind of shocking me, but I'm starting to settle into thinking maybe this is going to hold.
What if he? I mean, last night I thought a couple times he could be intimidating. Taiwan Walker, the guy that I was just annoyed with more than anything, if I'm an opposing hitter and it's, I don't know, late in the game, and he's really rolling, it's not like the velocity is going to knock you over, but, you know, he's a big guy.
Here's what it is, Sean.
He's a hulking figure.
It's Nolan
and
Smith.
He could cut that thing and make it fall right off the table for you.
It's Nolan Smith. It's a guy that went from being an absolute disaster to now, don't get me wrong, it's not exactly Nolan Smith, but right now it looks like it, and we'll see if he can hold it. The thing about Nolan Smith is I couldn't believe how much he could hit, to your point about power and intimidation. Nolan Smith can shock an offensive lineman who's a lot bigger than him, and he became a tremendous factor after 4 months before that being a complete zero. And Taiwan was, whatever his zero is, Taiwan was a negative 10,000 last year. I mean, James, he was an automatic loss every game.
I mean, it's one of the worst Philadelphia sports seasons of my lifetime.
Correct.
For an individual player.
I think it really sapped the energy of the team. Because
They knew they were going to lose.
Every fifth day they were going to lose. It was a guarantee they were going to lose. So, Luke, I'm impressed and shocked and encouraged. Give me an answer, my man. Who or what is deep?
The Mariana Trench.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I was waiting. The ocean or the, like, I knew one of those answers was coming.
So that is the deepest spot in the ocean in the world. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, drop of the week. It's something we typically do Fridays in the 9 o'clock hour. We're breaking it up into two different parts today. We'll do some this hour, some next hour, as we haven't done it for a few weeks with Seltzer out or me out, and let's crank up part one. Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fall? All right, here's how this works. If you've never heard this segment, we listen to however many James has, might be 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it is, different pieces of audio from our show. And then at the end of this, we assess which one is the best. And then that wins for the week, except in this case, it's going to go to the finals later in today's show because we're having two different segments of this. So one of these has the potential to, all of them have the potential right now to be drop of the week. We'll see what emerges ultimately as the winner. Seltzer, what are we looking at?
Let's dive in. I always love when John misses a day and there's something that comes from it that I know he'll enjoy. So, John, I'd like you to hear what Joe DiCamera likes to eat at the strip club.
Oh, I didn't know the linguine with crabs is really, really good. And so I called down. I was in a rush.
Whoa. Time out, Philadelphia.
Wait, you were there?
Time out, Philadelphia. You went to a strip club
for takeout.
Pasta and crabs?
Correct.
John, your thoughts?
Incredible. This is the first we're hearing of this.
Well, you heard it, yeah.
Crabs, as yeah. Joe puts it.
That's what it was.
Is that how it was on the menu? Linguine with crabs?
Crab linguine, whatever that's called.
Sprinkle some crabs on
John,
the linguine.
The backstory, I said it then, I'll just tell you because you missed it. The guy at the front told me in his 10 years there I was the first person to ever order takeout.
What did that tell you?
Like, people apparently had taken food to go that were there, but I drove there.
Why would they do that? Too.
Well, I mean, the whole
which
thing.
Is worse.
But he said the actual pickup of food, he said, in 10 years. And John, the guy wouldn't let me through the door initially. He thought I was trying to sneak a peek. I'm like, no, dude, I actually. I'm like, no, I actually placed an order.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Jody Mack, good luck.
And that didn't cause you pause.
Concern, pause.
In any way.
Yeah. Wow. I'm the
when
good.
The guy at the door was like, wait, what?
Strip club crab takeout.
Wait, no, I'm not letting you in here. Wait, what? To pick up food?
I think Jody Mack summed it up well with this line.
The last place on the planet I'm going to get crabs would be a strip club.
I don't think he thought about what he was saying there. All right, let's keep it rolling.
Sure.
Strip club guy, one of the voices I'll bust out every once in a while. What we didn't know, Ben Davis can do it too. And coming to the stage now, you know her, you love her, Lexus, to the stage. Get your dollar bills out, gentlemen.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Guys, get up there fast. These girls aren't going to last. Let's put your hands together for Sapphire.
Ben's good, too. Man.
That's impressive.
Ben, out of nowhere, was like, yes.
Sapphire.
That is impressive.
Sapphire was
strong. That's not just invented right on the spot. That was like, wow.
Practice. He's done it before.
Do they do this at the other when it's the women together Googling the guys? Is there that guy voice guy or that gal voice?
No, we don't do the stripper voice. Because
that is a staple.
Oh, yeah.
At a gentleman's club.
Yeah, that's right. Well said.
Well, Joe, I have been to a gentleman's
club is the point.
It's like how
we've never been to a ladies' club.
You always hear about how a women's bathroom is like really nice, and it's like, all right, well.
Oh, yeah, they generally are.
Yeah, so I was wondering if, you know, it's just
same
what it's like.
I got you. It's a fair question.
Keep it rocking.
All right, this is pretty funny. You asked John if he cares about you.
Listen, guys, John, you care about me, right? You don't want me to see me get hurt.
Why the pregnant pause right there?
Not nice.
How rude.
It's not nice.
I just want to.
You care about me, right?
Hey. Silence. I just want to express that was not easy. That really was a difficult moment.
You don't think I hurt?
Don't I bleed too?
That took some discipline. I'm just saying. That took some discipline right there.
Because
I do.
It.
sort of care.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you.
It was very funny, though. Speaking of funny, Joe, we were talking a little Pat Burrell, and you pulled out a phrase I haven't heard yet, but I guarantee I will use in conversation.
Wasn't Pat Burrell known as the machine? Am I remembering that right?
It sounds familiar.
One of his many...
Yeah.
Pat the Bat.
I don't think it had to do with hitting. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Hitting
let's...
what?
Getting burled. Let's go to the...
Yes!
I'm just saying. James, you never heard that before?
Not the phrase. Oh, no, yeah. That's really good.
Getting burled.
I didn't know
that was a thing.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I like it. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, you grunted.
That amount of time.
Well, that was Monica Seles.
I know. Well, speaking of which, yes, Monica Seles, or as you said, this.
You know, Joe, it's amazing how you just hear about a grunt and you come up with Monica Seles. That's how your brain works. It's incredible. Think about it.
Well, it was her or Jenna Jameson, and I went with Monica.
Oh, my God.
By the way,
oh, man.
Good decision.
Yeah, sure. Just...
I'm on fire right now.
You really are.
These last couple weeks, John, do I live in a gutter? I think I have an apartment in the gutter. Yeah, like it's literally in the gutter.
Sadly.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great. A few more to get to. Joe, you tried to do the CJGJ belts to asses. It didn't come out right.
Do the Phillies have some kind of sponsor for Ice Pack? Because the Mets are whooping that ass.
Yeah. Listen, the CJGJ would be proud of the Mets. Belt, what was it?
Belt to asses, yeah.
Mm.
Did you just say belt butts?
It sounded like you said belt butt bosom bat. Belt butt bosom bat.
I just got all entangled in my own words.
I think you invented a new thing. Belt butt bosom bat really could be, wow.
Keep going.
That's crazy
belt
stuff.
Butt bosom.
Belt to ass.
That's awful. Okay.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, you asked John about celebrating a TD. He didn't do it the way you would have.
I sometimes threw it straight up in the air.
That's pretty cool.
I like just threw it straight up.
But what you got to do, Joe, when you score a touchdown, you got to go.
That's how you do. Believe me, I did that. Yeah. I did it. It was me. I scored. Not Donovan, not T.O., me.
That's what you should have said.
I get so much respect from your team.
Right. I'm gonna give you.
Right. Teammates like, yeah, buddy, you did.
Well, you know who was to score the touchdown and celebrate by himself? Guy was Cam Newton. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
For sure.
Always turned me off.
Yeah. Well, he would like almost like run away from teammates to do the camera.
Like, don't get in my way. It's like, come on.
Totally, I'm with you.
Totally. But you know how ridiculous it would be for the fullback to do that?
Well, obviously.
You know?
Let me give you John Ritchie, ladies and gentlemen, scoring a touchdown.
Oh.
It's first and goal, Michigan at the Ohio State 1. Wheatley is back in. Give it to the fullback, Ritchie. Touchdown, Michigan.
John just flips the ball to the ref.
Honestly, on that play.
Yeah.
I think I do remember because I saw a picture of it after the fact. I had no idea what to do. I had no clue. It was a huge game.
Really?
And I, in all the pomp and circumstance of the moment, like there is actually a picture of Tyrone Wheatley with his hand on my shoulder pointing me in the proper direction. Like, get over to the sideline, man. What are you doing just standing here? It's time to kick the extra point. Get off!
Don't
the
have a
field.
Penalty. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm impressed.
All right. Two more. Joe, we always crush you when you make weird noises. I've made master cuts and all that. It would be wrong if I didn't put in when I made weird noise. Weird, like spit type noise comes out of me.
So, like, my point is, I was so young. Like, I've only had like one.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. It was tough.
Ew.
Yeah. It's fair. You want to hear it again? Here.
Oh.
It's weird. It was like gleeking. Do you remember gleaking?
No, but that's
of
hard.
Course.
Yeah, and I felt like I gleaked for a second.
I've never intentionally
same,
gleaked.
Only by mistake.
Right.
I think some people can actually gleak on purpose.
Command,
and it like flies out.
Amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. One more.
Disgusting.
Yes.
But
it
gleaking is not supposed to make that much noise.
No, nothing's supposed to make that much noise. That was a bad noise. All right. One more. Andy Reid was on the show. Our guy made a funny joke when he found out.
It's not Rhea's guy.
No, that's true. That's a good point.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
I appreciate
I should not have included you in that. That's fair. Richie's guy, for sure, had a really funny line when John told him that the baby he once held, Joe Richie, is now on his way to becoming a neurosurgeon.
Tell him this. Finish up his, you know, his internship or whatever he's doing right now.
Yeah.
And then when the NFL has fried my brain, I'm coming to him so he can repair it.
Andy with jokes.
That's good, man. That's good. That was fun having Andy on the show last week, man.
He's one of self-effacing man.
I'm going to vote for the strip club thing because there was more to it than even just what we played.
Yeah, I had to tighten it up, obviously. Yeah. There was a whole story with it.
I think the more extended strip club thing should win this portion of Drop
the
Week.
I can't believe that you say linguine with crabs on it.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's...
You've never gotten crab linguine?
Honestly,
yeah,
I feel like
I
you...
I mean, I just don't say it
not
like
from
that.
A strip club.
Well, but John, you've had crab linguine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's, you know, crab linguine. But the strip club thing makes it, eh?
It's odd.
A little questionable.
We're not ripping crab linguine, that's fine.
Yeah. All right, so that advances to the finals. We'll get to that later in the show. Your reaction to a great day in Philly sports yesterday. I mean, really a double dip. You get Goddard early in the day, retained by the Eagles. It's a $10 million deal, so his contract goes from $14 million to $10 million. He does have $1 million built in for incentives that he can get to an $11 million. I mean, it's still a nice chunk of change for Goddard, but it's a reduction for the Eagles, which was... The Eagles had two goals here. They had two goals, and they certainly achieved it. Goal one was to reduce his contract. Goal two was to keep him. They achieved both goals. I give the Eagles a lot of credit for getting this done. I give Goddard, obviously, credit for working with the Birds. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. He's still getting paid a pretty good amount of money. But, John, it's a far cry from what... You know, George Kittle just got right around the same age, who got like $75 million something.
He's getting $19.1 million a year. So
for like a 4-year deal or something, right?
And he's got that locked in. He got a big chunk up front, guaranteed. Dallas Goedert wanted some sort of hey, I want to know for sure that you like me. I want to know for sure that I'll be here for a few years. And the Eagles, they didn't give him that. And to, I guess, I hate the way it makes me feel because I've been there. I've been the 30-year-old who doesn't get the contract moving forward because I'm 30.
Yeah.
It's a tough spot to be in. I think that Dallas Goedert has a lot of football left, but when you look at it from really the 1,000-foot view, he has not been able to stay healthy enough to give consistent performance year after year to this Eagle organization. Man, when he's been up and ready to go, he has been a top three tight end in this league. But they can't pay him quite that way. And in my book, man, they won this negotiation. The Eagles.
I agree, John. I agree with that.
It's $10 million they're paying a guy who really is a top three, in my book, top three tight end in this league, top five at the very least, and he's on a prove-it deal. I don't think they expect to re-sign him unless a lot of things change this year and he is extremely healthy. I mean, like, as healthy gets. I think that they... They know where they sit moving forward.
Look,
on
I
Dallas
was, yeah,
Goddard,
I think
they expect him to be playing on another team next year.
I don't know.
After proving himself
maybe
this year.
I'll worry about that in, you know, 9 or 10 months. I just know it was a good day for the Eagles. And I think the three guys that got to be happiest are
That's a big deal, too.
Jalen, Saquon.
Now, Jalen, we just became we became a better team.
Jalen,
in the here now.
Saquon, and the Sirianni / offensive coordinator guy role, they all benefit. I mean, he is a great chess piece. He helps in offense. He's a monster as a tight end in the running game, which, let's be real, that's the bread and butter of what the Eagles do. Whether it's Saquon running or Jalen running, it's the bread and butter of what they do offensively. And he's a big part of that, man. And he's been a damn good Eagle. You know, you're always happy when you, especially someone who's been here his whole career. It's not like Darius Slay. I certainly became a very big Darius Slay fan. But, you know, for me, I always have a little bit more of an attachment when it's someone who's had his whole career here. Slay did not. Goddard has. So I was totally psyched to see him kept. And then the Phillies. I mean, it's the most pumped up I've been on the field since the first week of the season. I think that they have earned belief. Certainly from me, whether it's from you, that's up to you. But
I mean, not only believe, they've got me on a high right now thinking that this is going to be a heck of a baseball season. Let's go to the phones. 215-592.
And Bryce has played like...
He'll play better.
Nowhere close
Correct.
To where he needs to play.
Correct.
And this team is already starting to turn that corner.
But the main thing, and you saw it again last night, in all due respect to all the other parts that went well, including Taiwan and the bats, the main thing is the starting pitching. Every single game, the Phillies put a quality starting pitcher out there. Every single game. And I can honestly tell you, with the exception of 2011, when they transitioned eventually to the Vannable, and you believed in that guy as the fifth starter, I have never had a time in my lifetime, and it is possible before 2011, it never happened in their history. I can't say everything because I don't know it all, but it is possible other than 2011, there's never been a season in which you can say, my team puts a quality pitcher out there every single night. That's an advantage beyond belief.
You know who you're going to get to see tonight.
Which one?
MLB TV.
Oh,
Andrew Painter.
Okay, Painter
yeah,
tonight.
Pitching for the Iron Picks.
Yeah, and then you got, you know, the arms coming up, and it's a good thing, man. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Ross Tucker about the Eagles, Goddard, some draft stuff with Ross coming up in about 5 or 10 minutes. Taylor right now in Springfield. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Taylor?
I'm really excited to have Goddard back. Because
it's big.
I know they really like Grant Calcaterra, but the dude can't block for anything, and he's really important in the running game that the Eagles want to do.
It's what they do, Taylor. It's who they are, and he's critical. I totally agree with your analysis.
Yeah, it's just, for him taking a pay cut, it shows that he wants to be here, and I'm really glad to see that because he loves being in Philadelphia.
Yep. I will say this, though, Taylor. It is striking that it seems like the league wasn't valuing him. You know, the Eagles weren't getting an offer where a team was going to attach a 3-year, $45 million contract for Goddard. Let's be real. If that kind of thing was out there, he would have wanted it. The Eagles would have probably traded him, and they would have parted ways.
This might have been the best
Absolutely
you could do.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Which surprises me because I think the league's undervaluing him. But especially if the league goes more to running, which teams like the Eagles and the Lions were showing last year. Some other successful teams have been showing that the last year or two. And I think Goddard, frankly, is more valuable than perceived to run the league. But I will say this, Taylor, and James Bradberry is an example 2 years ago. You never quite know when a player is going to decline or rapidly decline. And Goddard certainly has been beat up. He's a very physical player. And, you know, at some point you're going to get diminishing returns here.
Yeah, the NFL stands for not for long.
Yep. That's exactly right. What do you got on the Phillies, Taylor?
I'm just impressed with Taiwan Walker. I want to see him in the bullpen for the long term. I mean, that was a dominating performance by the Phillies last night, and I want to keep it going.
Yeah, no, it was awesome, my man. All right, Taylor, give me an answer for who or what is deep.
The Chernobyl nuclear meltdown.
Wow. All right, so give me the John. Do you agree with that as deep?
I don't
think so.
No,
why
it's
was
sad
it deep?
And you know it's a problem.
Yeah, deep's not quite the right.
Not
no.
What I thought of.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I thought of Chernobyl.
It could have had a deeper impact if it truly did spread across the whole globe or Europe.
I mean, if he
and all
like a nuclear power, like thinking about that, he could have gone. There's an answer in there probably that could have been
like. I'll give you deep on nukes. So the reason we got nukes, not only because it was possible, because Einstein wrote FDR a letter and said, you might want to get on this before Hitler does. That's deep. Like, you know, like I think all of us would rather we don't have nuclear.
How about just the concept, you know? that you don't fire off your nuclear weapons because other people have this, like,
yes,
mutual assured destruction. That's deep.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Chernobyl, not deep. Taiwan pitched really well last night in the 3 innings that he closed it out and officially got a save. That's the rule. If you pitch 3 innings to end the game, you know, even if it's a big lead, you get the save. Let's listen to Taiwan after the game. He was with Ruben on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Listen to Taiwan.
Rob Thompson alluded to the possibility you might be pitching in certain situations where it's more than tight, than the seventh or eighth or ninth. You feel comfortable doing that as well?
Yeah, you know, I got ready pretty quickly today, and I feel pretty confident in it. I feel like myself is really good right now, and you know, I think having a 4 or 5 pitch mix coming out of the bullpen is something different that hitters aren't really used to, so I think I have an advantage there.
Well, listen, it was awesome to watch. And, on the heels of Sanchez, who was fantastic through six innings as well. But, Ty, we appreciate you spending some time with us tonight, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Well done by Ty.
Interesting
point,
too.
What did that part mean at the beginning?
He's saying that most relievers are two-pitch pitchers.
Right.
Like, most relievers have, like, a fastball and a curve or a fastball and a slider or whatever. Like, Taiwan having four pitches coming out of the bullpen is a different look. I hadn't thought. I mean, that is an interesting
because
thought.
Because starters have to have more because they have to pitch to the batter sometimes three times through the order. Sure.
What did he mean when he said, I had to get ready quickly today?
Well, because he's a slow get-ready guy. Like, they've talked about that before. That was part of the reason they initially didn't want to move into the bullpen is because he's someone who apparently has a really long, like, lead-up to getting
so
ready
he's
to,
saying,
like, workout regimen or whatever.
Even though I thought it would be a challenge and might not work, it did work, and so this is, like, a hurdle
real
that
positive
has
thing,
been passed.
Yeah.
Right?
That it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked. Essentially, it worked. That's the point.
Great.
Yeah.
That is a great.
Let's talk to, let's go to Ben in Millville. Yo, Ben.
Hello, Joseph. Good morning.
Benjamin.
Josephine.
I love that little.
I'll run you fast, all right, Ben? I'll run you right off
Monday.
The freaking air fast if you're wise. Guy routine
I
remains.
Had an aunt
talking wise.
Yeah.
how's your golf game at Riverwinds?
Dude.
Easy course, right?
It was a 58 on the front nine, and I quit. It was so bad.
Come on. The 17th hole is the best hole there.
I actually struggle. I love Riverwinds. I never, ever, ever stick to green on that par three. Ever.
You got to play the wind, the view.
I know. I'm not
like,
good at that hole.
Beautiful it is.
Not good.
Yeah. I heard you guys, talking about Trey Turner, and I was like, John, Trey Turner is a feeble human being. He just has a small stature. Now, does he have adequate height? Yeah, but, they got him listed at 6'1", 185, and he's
wow, 6'1". It doesn't feel like he's 6'1 to me, but I've only been watching through the television and from afar in the stadium.
He'll play on the tips at Riverwinds and, he's a very, very good golfer.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I just saw his stature. I was like, wow. And he can, like, you don't, he's not bulky built up,
Sure.
Yeah. No, there's a grace to him where I can see how it would translate to golf, I guess.
Like Jake Elliott apparently is a great golfer.
Yeah, that's what you hear.
I know.
Scratch golfer is what I've heard about Jake Elliott. A legitimate scratch golfer.
They look like they could be in the same family almost. Jake Trey. Like, hey.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, for real. Like,
no, I know. I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, a little
like
bit.
Almost like fraternal twin.
Now you took it a Jake step too far.
That's a little
not saying like cousins.
Yeah, but not as much as John Legend and Ozzie Smith. That's an all-timer.
They really do look
it's
like
the same person.
Right. Yeah.
And then there was Larry Brown and Mr. Roper from Three's Company.
Yeah, another great
that
one.
That was really the same person.
I mean, you probably won't know who he is, but Killian Murphy and Tyler Glass now. Have you guys seen that one? The pitcher for the Dodgers, he looks exactly like the guy who starred in Oppenheimer. Like, exactly like him. It's like an internet meme thing, yeah.
Hey, Ben, give me an
look
answer.
Look it up, Richie. I see your face.
Ben, who or what is deep?
I'm excited for the Phillies. Go Phils. Long season, a lot of baseball.
Sure.
But they seem to be turning the corner. James Earl Jones.
Sure.
So, what are we going with? The voice?
I think he's saying the voice, right?
I figured. Just making sure. Just looking for
his character in Field of Dreams is deep.
Just looking for the clarification. Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll.
Wow, Tyler Glass now.
Doesn't he look like Killian Murphy? It's crazy, right? I know.
I mean, it's more from the two-thirds turned perspective.
Sure.
It's like the cheekbone thing is what really makes them look the same.
Wow.
But yeah, they could be fraternal, maybe
they
even identical.